I'm a relatively small man living with my small family in a small condo in a small corner of a small island. But I often think big thoughts. I even have a fancy word for them, musings. These are my musings, both written and painted. May they amuse. My name is Saul Luckman and I'm an artist. If this sounds like an introduction to a 12-step program for recovering cultural creatives, maybe it should. From professional artist and multi-award-winning and international best-selling author Saul Luckman comes this dazzlingly self-illustrated memoir that will have you alternately bursting with laughter and bursting at the seams with new perspectives on life, death, and the curiouser and curiouser cosmos we call home. I laughed out loud 3 times before reaching chapter 1. And I laughed to myself at the last sentence. Musings from a Small Island belongs in a genre all of its own, and I very much recommend it. It might even turn you into an artist. Claire Doyle. Luckman showcases his literary and painterly talents in this one-of-a-kind story of an uncommon life on the fair shores of Hilton Head Island in the Lowcountry of the Deep South. It was a joy reading the musings of Saul Luckman. So joyous, I'll reread it. I may even buy one of his paintings. Nancy Tobin for Reader's Favorite. Think Peter Mayle mixed with Anthony Bourdain combined with John Berendt with a little Henry Miller thrown in for good measure. Combining fascinating autobiography, hilarious comedy and inspirational philosophy, Musings from a Small Island is also a stunningly visual coffee table book any Lowcountry lover or contemporary art aficionado would be proud to display. It's also a screamingly funny narrative about a place where hurricanes and foolhardy surfers, including the author, are a dime a dozen. You've never enjoyed a book like this because, until now, there hasn't been one. Surf's up. Time to get wet. Experience Musings today. www.crowrising.com/musings